This is Terrio Media.
Hey, strap in. It's time for the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. We'll be your guides as we navigate the housing market, the landscape of creative financing strategies, and everything you need to swap that office chair for a beach chair. If you're looking for some one-on-one help, meet us at reiace.com.
Let's go.
You need 50 rental properties to make $10,000 in monthly passive income. That's what most real estate gurus will tell you. And I believe that too, until I discovered how to do it with just 9 properties in under 12 months. But first, let me show you something. This is my actual P&L from last month, $10,847 from just 9 properties in this market. But here's what's interesting. It didn't always look like this. AI cleaned it up using an app called make.com. Really cool. But I'm not talking about how it looks. I'm talking about the numbers. In fact, this statement used to consist of more than 100 properties producing approximately the same income. The workload and management were a disaster. And that was the first mistake I made, thinking more doors meant more success. Can you see this? Over 100 properties generating about the same income that I make today with just 9. Why? Because I was chasing quantity over quality. I was buying everything that I could get my hands on, including low-income properties, mostly those, high-maintenance units, mostly those, problem tenants, mostly those, and thin margins. And many of those properties had no margins at all. But here's what happened when I started focusing on quality properties. Just 9 properties, similar income, and most impactfully, a fraction of the headaches. How? Because I learned to target what I call grade A properties in grade A locations with grade A tenants. This is why Elizabeth was able to hit her $10,000 monthly number with just 12 properties. She didn't make my mistake of chasing every shiny object to find deals. Instead, she used our seller sniper system to find what I call invisible inventory, premium properties with motivated sellers. But this is where it was kind of funny. You know, something that I didn't see coming, because my second mistake was trying to manage everything myself. I mean, even with working with multiple property managers, 100 plus of these types of properties essentially had Mercedes and I running a full-time property management company that managed property managers instead of building wealth. Here, watch this. We'd spend at least half of our week, every week, putting out fires, reviewing maintenance requests, approving change orders, managing cash flow from all the tenant turnover, to now just 2 to 3 hours a month overseeing just 9 properties. This is why Jamie can manage 8 properties making $9,112 of monthly income in just 2 hours a week, because he's dialed into his real estate DNA code. And I'll explain that in a minute. The third mistake that kept me trapped in a 100 property nightmare, trying to compete in the retail market. See this property right here? It took me 47 offers in 2 days to get one accepted for $74 of monthly passive income. That's exactly what I used to do, throwing offers at everything, hoping that something would stick. And stuff would stick every now and then, but the ROI, let's just say I could do better. Now, look at this. This is one of my 9 current properties here in this market, and I got it 27% below market value with zero competition. Even better, the seller financed it. This one property makes more monthly cash flow than 10 of my old properties combined. This is exactly what Jade did. 5 premium properties in 7 months, instant equity in every one of them, and each property producing the cash flow of 5 traditional rentals. Now you might be thinking, Matt, what happened? Where did the big shift come in? First, it didn't happen overnight, but this is how it happened. By focusing on 3 core ideas that I learned in a mastermind. The first one being our DNA matched property criteria ensures that every deal matches the goals. That's essential. 2, our seller sniper system finds motivated sellers of premium properties, that hidden inventory I was talking about. And 3, our automation system that turns properties into legitimate passive income. This is why Elizabeth, 12 premium properties versus traditionally 50 plus needed for most people. Jamie, 8 high performance properties instead of 40 plus. And Jade, 5 grade A properties replacing potentially 25 plus properties. But here's the critical part that I learned in that mastermind. You can't just copy what worked for them or even what worked for me, because I learned something crucial in downsizing from 100 properties to 9. Every investor has their own real estate DNA code. It's why some people thrive with 100 properties while others flat out win with just 10. It's not about the number. It's about matching the right properties with the right strategy for the right person. Now, despite this important personalization part, there are some universal truths to pulling this off for yourself. If, and this is a big if financial freedom is important to you, First, you want to focus on cash flow, not door count. Remember my P&L that I showed you? 100 doors may feed the ego, but it's the bottom line net cash flow that feeds the freedom. That's what I mean by quality over quantity. I stopped chasing every deal and waited for the right ones using a seller sniper approach. Second, leverage high quality properties. Like Elizabeth, 12 properties and just over $10,000 of monthly income. Why? Because she targeted what we call forever rentals, properties in stable neighborhoods that attract long-term tenants. Remember my issues with maintenance requests, change orders, and constant tenant turnover? That really doesn't happen with quality properties. Third, optimize your financing. There's a whole new world of financing outside of banks and credit checks most people don't have a clue about. Finding the right sellers and creating proven win-win deal structures, that can accelerate your wealth building faster than anything that I know. Fourth, systemize property management. You know, Mercedes and I, we went from 20 hours a week managing property managers to 3 to 4 hours a month just because we focused on quality over quantity and put the right management systems in place. No more robbing Peter to pay Paul because of another bad rent-ready rehab and tenant turnover. Fifth, set clear financial goals. This is what I wish I had known 14 years ago. Instead of chasing more doors, chase your enough number. For Jade, it was $9,000 a month to quit her nursing job, and she hit that with just 9 properties in 15 months. Not your typical story, but she did it. This is why your Jumpstart program focuses on finding the right properties, not just any properties. It's about building a portfolio that serves your life, not consumes it. And that's why I created Jumpstart, to get my clients started right. And it's not just another course or coaching program. I mean, there's enough of those out there, and they're really not the answer for most people anyway. Jumpstart is more of a 12-week transformation that points an aspiring investor in the right direction, gives them a little nudge, creating enough momentum to get them and keep them going. And that begins with a personalized real estate DNA code assessment. If you'd like to take a look and even hop on the phone to discuss, you can at realestatedNAcode.com. It's like $30 or something for the online assessment, but I'll put your DNA code together and break it down for you personally at no charge. I'll give you a few options and then you can call the shots as to how it looks from there. I'll see you next time. Take care.
And that wraps up the epic show. If you found this episode valuable, who else do you know that might too? There's a really good chance you know someone else who would. And when their name comes to mind, please share it with them and ask them to click the subscribe button when they get here, and I'll take great care of them. God loves you, and so do I. Health, peace, blessings, and success to you. I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
Yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.